Well, it was a continuation, Rob, of the performance levels where they've been. But, you know, if you concede a last 97th-minute goal or a sloppy penalty later on or whatever, people will go out disappointed, supporters-wise. And you understand that. But you, as a manager and as a coaching staff, you have to keep faith in the product that you're producing. And, you know, many, many, I'm talking about hundreds and thousands of supporters are telling us on a regular basis this is the best football they've ever seen this football club play. And that's... You can take great pride as a manager or coach when you hear that, because this club has got some fantastic history, as you know, as well as some downsides, but it's got some great history. And the performance level on Saturday was up there where it's been for weeks. And this time, the difference being that we converted some of that to goals. Again, not all of it, because it could have been more.
Another big Yorkshire derby. You always seem to do well in the big games, particularly at the New York Stadium, don't you?
Well, it's statistics that tell you that, but everyone loves big matches, don't they? Players, management teams, chairman, supporters, everyone loves it. And there was a fantastic atmosphere in there on Saturday. And, you know, we got good value for money, didn't they? We played some quality football. We got three goals, could have scored a few more. And the quality of some of the passing and moving was outstanding.
What do you make of the draw?
It's a home draw. Would I have picked it as my favourite? No. Would I have picked it as my worst? No. So I said to the chairman on Saturday evening when we discussed it that somewhere in the hat, and as long as we're at the New York Stadium, then we'll take him that comes out of the hat. So they're flying in League Two. Hilly's done a great job up there after leaving Barnsley, signed some good players, and we know some of them. So we know it'll be tough, but we've got some big league games before then.
In terms of the Michael O'Connor situation, with him international duty being called up, what is that situation there? Is he going to be available this week? Have you talked to Michael O'Neill?
No, I've spoken to Michael O'Neill. So Michael O'Connor's not travelled. You know, he's got a lot of thigh strain. We nursed him through the back end. Michael actually only trained on the Friday of last week. And I decided, which is unusual for me, to play a player with one training session. But Michael was important to us, so we did. And I spoke to Michael O'Neill myself on Sunday morning and explained the situation and said Michael O'Connor would and could travel. But he wouldn't be training for 3 or 4 days. And the medical guy spoke, and Michael O'Neill took what I think is a common sense approach and said, right, we don't want someone travelling 5 hours on a plane to Turkey to not train and not be a part of it and set about watching other lads train and perhaps only be able to play a small part. So Michael's here and we'll do our best to get him fit for the weekend. It'll be 50-50 and it'll probably be another one of them. We'll see if we can get him on the training ground on Friday.
It's a tough balancing act, isn't it? Because every player wants to play for the country, but at the same time they also want to play as much club football as possible. If he'd gone there and come back with another injury, just another setback for him, isn't it?
I think when you go, there is always the risk that they'll get injured. And Michael is, when I signed him, had gone out the international picture totally and was probably about 250th choice for Northern Ireland. And I said to him, if we get him really fit, we get him really focused, he's a top, top talent, you know. He's got a great attitude. He's got a great desire. He was our top player on Saturday. He's been a top player a lot of the weeks he's played. And when you get him as focused as that, he is simply better than the level we play or trade. But when he's not 100% right, we have to nurse him through some weeks. But when I signed him, we said if you've got a better focus about yourself and we get you really fit, he didn't think he could ever be as fit as he is now. Probably his fittest in terms of general fitness. So we've got him to that level, and his performances are starting to come. He'll play many, many times now for Northern Ireland going forward. But when he goes and represents his country, it's another step up from this. I don't think you can get through at 90, 95% in terms of being ready to play. I think 100% you need to be ready physically and mentally.
It's a big week for Carrie Arneson, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And he goes with all our best wishes. We'll miss him. We'll miss him like mad. He's one of our top, top players, as you know. And I keep saying Arneson's 30 players. But we genuinely, I know what it means to the big. I've had many, many one-on-one chats with him, and when we finish it at Hartlepool, of course, we'll all be wishing and our thoughts will be him for Friday night.
No injury concerns that you picked up over the weekend, is there?
No, we're good. Michael was the one who obviously come off a little bit early, and that was enforced, really. He was feeling his thigh from around the 55-minute mark, and we just wanted to get the game more or less a second, and the second and third goals came fairly quickly between each other, and when the third one went in, it made it easy for us to take him off and start icing him and start looking after him. But no further injuries.
When we spoke at the end of last week, you said there was a 50-50 chance you could get a player in. Is that deal gone by the wayside now? Is there still a chance?
Well, it's gone by the wayside because he saved for someone else. So he's gone off elsewhere, so we we wish the lad every success. We may work together again in the future, but for now, on a loan basis, he's gone somewhere else.
And considering that you have got a bit healthier recently and you've scored 3 goals of the weekend, won a game in impressive fashion, does that take some of the pressure off to try and get somebody in?
Well, there's no pressure to get anyone in. We've got a great squad of players. I talk to my chairman every day, and he knows there's one or two things I would like to do, but we do it together. You know, this is a genuine partnership. This ain't me talking nonsense or the chairman. This is a manager and chairman who are on the same wavelength. We've got the same goals. We've got the same ambitions. You know, and the chairman wants that success yesterday, and he knows he's got a manager who wants it the day before yesterday. So we're on the same wavelength, but we like to get one or two players in, but as I said yesterday, the criteria has to be they need to fit into your profile. We need to get value for money. That's massively important. They need to fit into your wage structure in the dressing room. And then, like, above all else, they have to want to play for Rotherham United. The minute I get a hint of anyone who's here or potentially here who hesitates in being a Miller, and don't come. Go away somewhere else and give somebody else a problem. We only want focused players. We only want professional players. And we only want people who live and breathe it. Look at our supporters week after week. They turn up and live and breathe it. The least we can do as a management team is make sure whoever's fortunate enough to pull on the shirt lives and breathes it.
I had a fan ring up last week and wanted some information on David Worrell and sort of why he's been out for such a long time. Because it's been frustrating for him, hasn't it? And it's been frustrating for you not being able to use him.
Well, it goes back to David's time as a kid at West Brom, where he had a double hernia operation. And at that time, the operation left a lot of scar tissue in there, and David's been able to play through that. And played through it with Berry, played through it with us, but over a period of time, it progressively ultimately caused the tune, and we had to get him in and operated on. So David had that, and we just had him back last week. People watch us train here on a daily basis. He trained for 4 or 5 days, was looking really, really bright, almost ready to be... He would have started tomorrow night at Hartlepool, for example, and then he's gone down with a virus, and Dennis has told me he's lost 2 or 3 kilos in weight, and feeling a bit sorry for himself, which you would if you like that. I wish it was me. If I lost 2 or 3 stone, give me the virus. We feel sorry for him. He's a smashing kid. He's desperate to play football. And you know what? You can look at our board up there now with the names and the options and positions. You know, David Worrell was signed to be a big player, and I still believe he'll be a big player for us. But we need a fit and healthy David Worrell, and the boy's been through the mill, so we all feel for him.
So it's the Johnstone's Paint Trophy then. How do you approach this game? I mean, you speak to any manager regarding this competition, there's bigger priorities, but the further you go in this competition, the closer you get to a day out at Wembley, which is always a valued thing, isn't it?
I wouldn't say, even if I got to Wembley, I wouldn't say it's a day out, because I remember I worked for a chairman once who said the worst ever speech he told his players before a Wembley visit was enjoy the day. And they got beat. He said it was the most hated day. And I know the Millers have been there in recent times in the playoff final. Mm-hmm. Pablo Mills, of course, played in that. And he said that the day when you look back, yeah, okay, good, but they got beat. So you don't remember it for the right reasons. So we're not going to talk about Wembley. What we're going to talk about is an in-form Hartlepool team, probably the in-form team in the country. They're flying in League Two. They've just beaten a League One club in Notts County in the FA Cup on Saturday. We're going to go there. We're going to respect the competition rules, but I'll make 5 changes. To the starting team from Saturday, and hopefully by the time we come back on the coach, we're still in the JPT and maybe around nearer what possibly might be. But we kind of let the thoughts of Wembley derail what we're trying to achieve over 42, 43 weeks of the football season.
Given that you're going to make the changes, then is this a good opportunity for some of the players that perhaps haven't played too much football recently to make an impression on you?
Well, absolutely. You know, I can remember a few weeks back we gave young Richard Brindley an opportunity, and he came in, he was outstanding. Matt Bradley was out for a game where there'll be a little knock or strain, I can't remember what it was, and Richard came in and Bradley got fit again and watched from the bench, and young Richard kept his shirt. So all the players who play tomorrow get an opportunity, which you say, just go and be the best player on the pitch, just go and be outstanding and say, you cannot not pick me for Stevenage. It's not about the team that beat Bradford. If it's right that we pick someone, we'll pick them.